You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Morning, Linda. Hard at it, I see.
Oh, good morning, Ray. Hope you passed a peaceful first night at Grey Gables?
Absolutely. The place was as quiet as the grave.
Oh, good. I do think it was very noble of you to give up your own comfortable bed for the duration.
I always opt for living on the job, given the choice.
Right.
Means you can get to know the lie of the land.
Well, that's true.
And the guests, of course.
Isn't it wonderful to think of Caroline and Oliver basking in the Italian sunshine at this very moment?
And sampling the local vino, no doubt.
Quite. Although it is a little early.
On holiday, Linda, one can make up the rules.
Oh, that's true. I wonder if I might give you a quick briefing on a few changes to our bookings.
It's Caterina, isn't it?
Sorry?
Our delightful receptionist this morning.
That's right.
I'll just see if she can rustle me up an espresso. Always gets me firing on all cylinders.
Perhaps I should do it. She is rather busy.
Oh, would you, Linda? Marvellous.
I'll have a word with Ian while I'm there. See that he's up to date on our lunchtime bookings.
Excellent. Ah, Hector! Evelyn, good morning.
Someone you know?
I chatted to them in the bar last night.
Oh, I see.
Excuse me, Linda. Must just have a word. Coffee would be marvellous. Better make that a double shot, eh?
Fine.
Oh, it's great you had time to call in before Jack's.
Well, I just thought I'd grab a moment to go through a few more things on our list.
Well, we're doing well, though, aren't we?
Definitely.
And we've got the most important item.
Oh, God, it's so gorgeous. Oh. You know, I took another peek this morning.
Oh, thanks for looking after it. That's a great idea of yours.
Yeah, we don't want Kenton snooping around.
Oh, like he would.
Well, he might just stumble on it, though.
Oh, I should really pull myself together and go help him.
Oh, but I saw him on my way up and he said don't rush.
Oh, that's nice. Hey, you want a top-up?
Yeah, go on.
Right. There we go.
Oh, thanks. Right, so, item 3 on my list. Flowers. Any idea what you like?
Yeah, I have been thinking.
And?
Yeah, I was wondering about Carla lilies. Hmm. Or do you reckon they'd be a bit showy?
Well, not if it was a simple arrangement.
Or maybe white roses.
Well, white goes with everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
OK, why don't I fix up meetings with a couple of florists for later in the week?
Yeah, great.
Well, that one near Borchester Green always looks nice, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah, and there's that little one on Market Square.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'll definitely give them a call. Yeah. I've got a printout back at the flat. I meant to bring it with me. Okay, so, item 4.
Oh, what's item 4?
Bridesmaids' dresses.
Oh.
No, we really need to get those sorted ASAP.
Yeah, it'll have to be a weekend for Lily, though, won't it?
That's true.
I'm wondering how I can get away.
Well, I'm sure Reese will cover for you.
He must feel snowed under with all those wedding lists strewn around the flat. And now my dress and all.
He's fine. He's busy with his home brewing.
Oh, of course. How's he getting on?
I've been thinking, Mum.
Yeah?
Are we really going to have purple bridesmaids' dresses?
Oh.
I'm going to look a bit weird.
Well, I don't want to disappoint Meriel, do I?
It's your day, not Meriel's, though.
Yeah, I know.
Couldn't you just say that you're going for another colour?
Oh, she's got her heart set on purple. That's the trouble.
And what about Lily?
Yeah?
Well, I can't see her in purple, can you? I mean, not with her colouring.
Well, that's true. It wouldn't be the most flattering shade for her.
Oh. Well, there you are then.
Yeah, it's with Mariel coming all this way. I don't want to put a damper on things.
She might not mind, you know.
Well, I'll have a think about it.
It'd be better to do it now, though, wouldn't it? Mm? Well, with the time difference, she'll be fast asleep if you leave it much longer.
Yeah.
Or do you think it might be better coming from Canton?
I don't know.
Oh, no, you're right. Who knows what he'd agree to once he was on the phone?
Yeah, he'd probably invite most of Mel's extended family.
So it's your call.
Okay. I'll just nip down and have a quick word with Kenton about the rotor, and I'll be on it.
Fine. Well, I'll go back and get the printout with the florist details for you, and then I want a full report.
So I think you're up to date now.
Yeah, thanks, Linda. Just a normal Sunday lunch sitting, but with the addition of the Rotary contingent.
Exactly. Must say, I didn't quite believe Caroline would actually get off on Friday. I was dreading a last-minute phone call to say she changed her mind.
A little bit of a miracle, really.
Oliver was absolutely determined, of course.
Yeah, on cloud nine, wasn't he?
He was, yes. Oh, that salmon's rather a monster, isn't it?
And this time yesterday, it was still disporting itself in some Scottish loch.
Oh, it's always nice when the head's off.
There we go.
The great thing is, we give Caroline absolutely no reason to regret her decision.
I'm in total agreement with you there, Linda.
Ray seems full of enthusiasm this morning anyway.
That's good.
And he obviously enjoys a real rapport with a guest.
Must be great to have time to have a rapport.
Oh, I know. I tell you what really helps me to enjoy a sense of inner calm these days.
Go on.
My peace roses.
Oh, the ones you're entering for the Flower and Produce show?
That's right.
They're well named, are they?
Oh, they certainly are. I can see them from the conservatory. Absolutely heavenly.
Right.
When you see them in the twilight, you feel for a moment as if you could cope with anything life throws at you.
Maybe you should bring them into work.
After the show, perhaps. Anyway, I'll leave you to it. Oh, excuse me. Hello?
Linda.
Ray.
Thanks for sending that espresso along.
That's quite all right.
I'm definitely firing on all cylinders now.
Oh, good.
In fact, could you join me in the bistro for a little chat?
Well, of course, I'll come right over.
Ian too.
You'd like Ian there?
Huh?
Is there a problem?
No, not at all. I've just had a rather good idea I wanted to share with you both.
Just ask him, could I catch him later?
Ian wonders if
Tell him he won't take a jiffy. I'd really value his input.
He says it won't take a jiffy.
As long as it is just a jiffy.
Fine. We'll be with you in a moment, Ray.
Excellent.
Okay, we will. Bye.
You've done it.
Shula.
Oh, right.
She was just checking how the tickets were going for Friday's concert at St. Stephen's.
Yeah?
We ain't shifted that many, to be honest. I said we'd put out more of the flyers she gave us.
Mm-hmm, yeah. But you are going to call Mario.
Yeah, I am.
Honestly, Mum, I took another look at your dress when I was over at the flat.
Did you?
And the more I think about it, the more convinced I am that purple bridesmaids' dresses would be an absolute disaster.
I think you're getting things out of proportion, darling.
No, I'm not.
Okay. I'll do it now.
Now, if I have one teeny criticism... Let me tell you, you've bowled me over on so many fronts. Ian's wonderful lunch last Tuesday. What can I say? Perfection.
So, this teeny criticism, what is it exactly?
Yes. Well, what I do feel we're a little lacking in is that magic word, atmosphere.
Atmosphere?
But I'm absolutely confident that I can put that right.
I don't actually feel we are lacking.
I was chatting to a lovely couple this morning, Evelyn and Hector. They both confided that they found it all just a little quiet for their tastes. Even, dare I say it, just a wee bit dull.
Well, I suppose that's the thing, isn't it? It's taste. I mean, most people find peace and quiet are what they want when they go away for a luxury break in a country hotel.
But the great thing is to be able to cater to for those who enjoy a livelier ambience. Evelyn and Hector told me how much they would have loved a little in-house entertainment.
What sort of in-house entertainment?
There's no need to worry, Ian. It would all be in what I would call a very minor key.
Really?
Just a little cocktail evening, for example, complete with wonderfully exotic cocktails. All totally informal and rather spontaneous. What do you think?
Well, it isn't actually something we've done before, Ray.
No, it isn't.
Exactly why we should give it a go. It will give our guests a chance to step outside their comfort zone.
But I think our guests like being inside their comfort zone.
All I can say is, if we get this right, and we will, for that magic hour or two, they should feel they're on holiday in some exotic, far-flung place. A few nibbles and they're well away.
What sort of nibbles?
Canapés, mini tapas, something to complement some rather luscious cocktails. Shouldn't be too much of a challenge, should it?
Oh, no, it wouldn't be too much of a challenge.
Excellent.
No. Well, when exactly would this cocktail evening be taking place?
Wednesday would be perfect.
Well, Wednesday doesn't give us much time.
All very simple and informal, as I say.
I suppose it is quite an interesting idea.
I knew you'd like it.
Well, maybe we could chat about it after lunch. If I don't get back, our Rotarians will find they've got an empty plate in front of them.
Of course you go. I'm just delighted you're so responsive to new suggestions.
Actually, Ray, might I discuss a staff problem that's just arisen?
Yeah, of course you can, Linda. I'll be with you shortly. I just want to chat with the bar staff, give them a few of my top tips.
Right.
In the meantime, perhaps you could put something together about our little cocktail evening for the website. Could you?
So, did you get hold of her?
I did, yes.
And?
She was fine with it.
Really?
Yeah, she's got off purple anyhow.
Are you joking?
She told me her dress and shoe size and said she'll be happy with whatever we get her.
I can't believe it. Hey, you got me worried too. I thought it was all going to end in tears.
I know.
Oh, I'm so glad you did it, Mum.
Oh, me too.
That means we're off the hook. I mean, there are so many gorgeous colours out there.
Yeah. I guess it was with Mariel being so precious to Kenton.
Hmm.
He'd have been upset too if she was disappointed.
I know.
Hey, come here. Oh, thanks for getting me to do it, my darling.
Yeah, well, you can rely on your best woman.
Ray!
Linda! Got that stuff on the website now, have you?
I have, yes. I just wondered if you'd mind stepping into the office for a moment. I need to check something.
I'm always better talking on the hoof.
Oh, right.
Walk and talk, as they say.
Yes.
And I've just had an idea for a very special cocktail, which I think could really put us on the map.
Oh.
So, what was it you wanted to check?
It's about sorting cover for our health club manager. It does rather look as if Marietta may be off for the week.
Okay, fine.
So, would you like me to organise something or will you?
I'll get back to you as soon as possible on that one, Linda.
Well, it wouldn't take a moment.
Right now, we need to focus on giving the place a little sparkle. Don't you agree?
Kathy!
Ah, hi, Martin. How are you?
We need to talk.
Now, does that look straight to you?
What?
Or should that left corner go up a little higher?
But that's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Sorry?
The posters! What on earth are you doing sticking them up around the place? I've just taken two down in the restaurant.
Oh, really? I thought it was rather a good idea.
Advertising afternoon teas?
Yeah,
hardly.
It would be a way of boosting our income. And that's something we should really be thinking about.
Something I need to think about.
I mean, obviously we need to advertise externally too. But it's very popular at the moment. I suppose it's a treat most people can afford without pushing the boat out. I know they do very well from it at Grey Gables.
Are you suggesting we just slavishly copy Grey Gables?
No, not at all. But it's important to see what they're doing. I often check their website. They're advertising a cocktail evening on Wednesday, I notice.
Well, that says it all.
No, I know that's not really us. Doesn't quite sound like Grey Gables, to be honest. But still, they obviously feel that special events are the way to go. Well, it's no good just cutting costs without trying to attract new customers, is it?
One little question, Kathy.
Yes?
Where exactly is the money coming from to finance these bright ideas of yours, these teas and cocktail evenings?
Well, I wasn't actually suggesting we had a cocktail evening. But afternoon teas will be perfect. And once we get going, we'd easily cover the extra staff costs.
You really need to focus on getting your own house in order before we even consider spending more money on your department.
You've already cut my waiting staff to the bone. And you've not replaced the bar manager, Martin. So that has saved money, hasn't it?
It was the only sensible thing to do.
And you could afford to splash out on a lavish buffet.
Lavish?
Give it repair evening, even though it was a non-paying event. Money was no object where that was concerned.
The best thing for you to do, Kathy, and I speak from long experience, is to start by sorting out your own area of responsibility.
Which is exactly what I'm doing.
Leave the big stuff until you're sure that you're on top of the basics.
Well, as far as sorting out my area of responsibility goes, I'm really not sure what else you expect me to do.
I think we'd better continue this conversation later. With you in your present mood, we're obviously getting nowhere.
Right.
I've got a round of golf booked now. But I'll see you later. You'll be pleased to hear I've spotted a few more ways to save you some money.
Oh, wonderful. I can't wait.
Okay, so where do you want the carrots?
Oh, just stick them on the counter for now.
Right. Freshly lifted by my own fair hand.
Okay, okay, don't overdo it.
With a little help, of course.
I couldn't really see you crawling around on your hands and knees.
Fair cop, but I was driving the tractor.
So, how are you anyway?
Okay, yeah.
What's the latest from Bellingham's? Any change in sales now the promotion's finished?
It's all going pretty well, they reckon.
Oh, well, that's good news then.
Yeah. I tell you who's doing a great job of getting the word out there.
Apart from me and my tweeting, you mean?
Yeah.
So who?
Rob. He stocked the freezers in the dairy workers' accommodation with some of my meals. Just a sort of welcome gesture for the new arrivals.
Oh, brilliant.
So, if they like them...
Which they will, of course.
Some of them might buy them again.
Hey, you better co-opt him onto the marketing team.
I think he might be a bit busy for that at the moment.
That's a pity.
He's got two more truckloads of cows arriving this week.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we better let him off then.
Yeah. At least he's got some vet students on board now to help him out.
Oh, that'll make a difference.
I think so. Free labour, too.
Well, it'd be a great experience for them.
Definitely.
So where are they staying?
The caravan's the strawberry pickers we're using.
Oh, they're gone now?
Yeah. They had a bit of a leaving do in the bull last night. Jazza said it got a bit lively.
Well, if Jazza thought it was lively, it must have been quite a party.
I know. Oh, well, better push off, I suppose.
Don't fancy ham and chips in the cafe on the corner, do you? It's nearly my lunch hour.
Oh, yeah, great idea.
But no nicking my chips, OK?
Like I get the chance.
I'll send your drinks over if you'd like to sit down.
Ah, Kathy, I hoped I'd find you here.
I thought I'd better lend a hand.
Oh, I'm glad to see it.
So, how was your round of golf?
Pretty good. Yeah, it's gratifying to see how well you're doing in here, I must say.
Sorry?
That you're managing perfectly well without replacing the bar manager. Rather proves my point, doesn't it?
Well, obviously everyone's pitching in.
Which, apart from anything else, is an excellent way of building team spirit.
But we can't keep up this pace indefinitely.
I'll have a scotch.
Oh, right.
And when you've finished your stint on the bar, we'll have a chat about those issues I mentioned.
A single, is it?
I might as well make it a double while you're at it. No, not that one. I'll try the malt.
Okay.
Just put it on my tab.
Right.
I think I've earned it, don't you?
He's really going for it.
Yeah?
Fallon says he keeps coming back with bags full of elderberries.
He hasn't tried trampling them with his feet yet, has he?
Not yet. Give him time, though.
Right.
He just disappears into the kitchen and starts brewing up all these strange concoctions.
So he's entering it in the flower and produce show?
Yeah. Well, last year's batch, not the new stuff. Apparently it takes time to reach its full potential.
Right. Well, I didn't know Reese was a homemade wine buff.
It's his Nan's recipe.
I see.
And it's absolutely lethal. Me and Fallon sampled some the other night. I think I'm only just recovering. Oh, no.
What's the matter?
Oh, I've just seen the menu board. They've got chocolate fudge cake on today.
That's bad, is it?
It is, yeah. It's absolutely gorgeous, especially with this special sauce they do. But I'm not having any. Don't let me, will you?
Okay, I'll try.
Yeah. And poor old Reese. Fallon reckons he's trying to distract her from her wedding mania.
Well, sounds like his elderberry wine should have a category all of its own.
Should certainly have a health warning.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's up?
Hey?
Oh, come on. There's definitely something. I can always tell. And you haven't even tried to nick my chips.
Oh, it's nothing, really.
Yes, it is. Well, you think it is, anyway.
Well, it's just this thing with Bellingham's.
Mm-hmm.
Since they stopped the promotional offer, well, sales have dropped.
Really? So what have they said?
They don't seem that bothered, to be honest. They say it happens and usually sales pick up again. Although it can take a bit of time, of course.
Well, in that case, you shouldn't get too down about it, should you?
You just have to play a waiting game.
That's the trouble.
How do you mean?
I feel like I might have jumped the gun a bit.
Okay, I've just made a snap decision.
What?
This is sounding serious. I reckon we better go for the chocolate fudge cake after all.
I'll have a top up for that. Coffee.
If you'd like to pass your cup.
There you go.
Enough?
Mm. Thanks.
So, would you like your lunch, Bill Martin? I've got it ready for you.
Oh, just add it to my tab.
Right.
Now, perhaps we could just run through those issues I mentioned earlier.
I thought we were going to discuss them when I'd finished behind the bar.
I'm afraid I do have other business to attend to.
Fine.
Although, of course, the golf club is now one of my more pressing concerns.
So, what are these issues exactly, Martin?
I've been checking through the evening takings.
Oh, right.
I'm afraid I noticed a rather worrying trend.
What was that?
I see that over the last few nights you've given away quite a few bottles of wine and even the odd free meal.
Yes, well, there's a perfectly reasonable explanation for that.
Oh, is there?
Customers have been complaining about the service. It was the obvious way to try and compensate them for a less than perfect dining experience.
You need to address the problems with the service, don't you? Rather than hand out expensive freebies to all and sundry.
The problems are all down to the fact that the staffing levels have been reduced. We have to keep the customers happy somehow or they won't come back.
You really need to work on your attitude to change, Cathy.
I beg your pardon.
I'm afraid you do appear very resistant to it.
Well, hardly. I am merely pointing out that we can't keep up this sort of pace.
I'd really like to see more solutions from you rather than all these problems you keep presenting me with. It really would help me if you gave that some serious thought.
Oh, unbelievable.
I shouldn't have upped my production figures. That's what it boils down to.
Maybe not.
Oh, what an idiot.
It's not a total disaster, though, is it?
Feels like it.
Okay, you're stacking up more than you can sell at the moment.
Oh, don't remind me.
But all your meals have a decent shelf life on them, don't they?
True.
So you're not actually losing money, are you?
Not yet, no.
Oh, I'm stuffed. Aren't you finishing yours?
Oh, it's delicious, but I've had enough.
Okay, so go on then.
What do you mean?
Well, there's obviously something else bothering you.
Okay. The worst thing is...
The worst thing is?
Well, I've got a bit of a cash flow problem.
So how did that happen?
Bellingham's are late paying me. Then I've got my own bills stacking up.
And are those urgent?
I really need to pay them in the next 7 days. There's Jazza and Morris's wages, just for starters.
So how much do you reckon you owe altogether?
I'd say I'm about £1,200 short until my Bellingham's payment comes in.
Oh, that's so annoying that they're keeping you waiting.
Nothing I can do about it.
Oh, it seems so wrong, though. Oh, they're not exactly strapped for cash, are they?
It's how they operate.
So maybe you should talk to your mum and dad about it.
I don't know. I feel really bad going to them cap in hand.
Yeah, but it's only asking them to help out temporarily, isn't it? It'd be like a bridging loan.
I know.
But you don't like the thought of it.
Well, I'm supposed to be running an independent business. I'm always telling them I know what I'm doing.
Well, you do. Most of the time.
But what are they going to think if I go running to Mummy and Daddy to bail me out when there's the slightest sign of trouble?
I can see why it goes against the grain.
I really want to prove to them I can cope. And this isn't going to do it, is it?
So what other option have you got? It'd only be a temporary loan, wouldn't it?
I guess so.
So it sounds like you'll have to bite the bullet. What do you reckon?
Yeah, you're right. It's my only option.
Hmm. Well, tonight can't come too soon for me.
Me too.
I just wish I could see you for longer.
That's okay. As long as we get some time together.
It should quieten down here a bit next week. Well, I say that. It'll probably be just as busy, but in a different way.
So how's it going?
No hitches with the trucks this time, thank goodness. Not yet, anyway.
Well, good luck.
Thanks. Oh, here we go. Here comes the next batch.
Okay.
See you later.
Yeah, bye.
And Helen?
Yeah?
We'll make the most of the time, shall we?
Okay.
I kept up me cheery act until Ben got on the bus this morning. I didn't want him knowing how nervous I was.
I know the feeling.
I just hope the first day went all right.
Oh, he'll be fine, I'm sure.
At least a couple of his friends are in his tutor group. And Josh will keep an eye on him, of course.
Not that he'll want his big brother hanging around.
Definitely not. What time do you make it?
About a minute after you last asked.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I was the same on Daniel's first day. Couldn't settle to anything.
No.
And how's Pip getting on?
Oh, okay so far.
It's a big step for her, isn't it?
Yeah, we've had a couple of long calls. It sounds as if she's getting on well with her housemates.
Oh, well, that's a good start.
Anyway, it's nothing like as big a step as Daniel's, though. Wyoming is just a bit further than Yorkshire.
I think the worst moment was watching him disappear through the departure gate.
Oh, I can imagine. The time goes so quickly, doesn't it? One moment they're Ben's age, next they're packing their bags.
Well, thank goodness for the internet. He gave me a virtual tour of the camp yesterday when I called.
And he hasn't been homesick.
Oh, I don't think he's got time.
It must be great for him spending so much time outdoors, having all kinds of adventures.
Mm, yeah, he's loving the riding there, of course. And he's gearing up to go travelling soon.
The bus is a bit late, isn't it?
1 minute.
Sorry, Shula. Not exactly the best company, am I?
You're doing well in the circumstances.
At least I haven't had time to brood today with carving picking up Piers.
Alistair said you had your hands full.
Yeah. It wasn't really the best time for Pip to be leaving.
No, I can imagine.
But there we go. We wouldn't want it any other way.
So, what are your chances for the Flower and Produce Show, do you think?
Well, I did pretty well with my chrysanthemums last year. But the roses are a new venture.
Fingers crossed, then.
I'm not exactly a dedicated gardener. But these seem to be doing okay in spite of all my efforts.
Well, I look forward to seeing them in the show. Oh, will you excuse me, Ruth? I need a word with Neil.
Of course. And thanks, Shula. You've done sterling work taking me mind off things.
Well, just remember, when Ben gets off the bus, avoid giving him anything resembling a hug. I made that mistake with Daniel and he didn't speak to me for a week.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for the reminder.
Hi, Neil.
Shula. How's it going?
Fine. I've just picked up the concert programmes from the printers.
Oh, great.
I've left them in the vestry if you've got time to stroll across.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And there was something I wanted to ask you about.
Well, as long as it's got nothing to do with weddings.
Oh, dear. Sounds ominous.
Oh, Susan's just been bending my ear because Chris and Alice haven't been invited to Jolene and Kenton's wedding ceremony. Just the evening do.
Oh, I see.
Oh, sorry, Shula, that was a bit thoughtless of me.
Oh, don't worry. Wedding guest lists are always a minefield.
I mean, they've obviously got to limit the numbers.
I'm sure Susan will understand, given time.
Well, maybe by November.
I reckon I'm going to still be hard at it after dusk.
Yeah? Where do you want the onions? Hmm?
Oh, just stick them over here.
Fine. That's the lot, then.
Oh, thanks. I really need to get those leeks earthed up. Should have done them yesterday, but what with one thing and another.
Right.
Is everything okay with you, Tom?
Fine, yeah. Actually, Dad, I was meaning to ask you something.
Oh, yeah?
It's just that...
Hello, Henry. God, you look full of beans.
He is.
Everything okay, Helen?
Actually, Mum seems to be coming down with a bug.
Hmm? Oh, dear.
She's been feeling rough since just after breakfast.
Well, she didn't say anything.
You know, Mum.
Oh, I'll go and see her.
She sent firm instructions you weren't to worry. She just wants to sleep.
Oh, well, if you're sure.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll let her rest then.
Good idea.
Onions.
Oh, better leave those, Henry. They taste better cooked.
Carrots.
Henry, no.
Hey, look what I've got, Henry. You like cardboard boxes, don't you? See what you can do with that.
Well done.
Remember what he did with all that packaging at Christmas?
Yeah,
I can't think what the present was, but it was definitely the cardboard packaging that got his attention.
Yeah, always the way, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, you two were just the same.
Probably. I couldn't ask a big favour, could I, Dad?
Mm? What's that?
Could you look after Henry for me for a couple of hours this evening? I was hoping to go to one of my jewellery sessions, and Mum obviously won't be up for any babysitting.
Oh, I can't, I'm afraid, love. I've really got to attend to those leaks.
Oh, right.
Don't look at me. I've got loads to do.
Oh, well, that's fine. I'll just give it a miss.
Well, not the end of the world, though, is it? Missing a jewellery class?
Suppose not, no. I'll go another time.
Anyway, Tom, I think we've earned ourselves a cuppa, didn't you?
Yeah, sure.
And I would like to check up on your mum, whatever her instructions are to the contrary. You joining us, Helen?
No, I'll see you later.
Okay.
See ya.
Bye. Come on, Rob.
Hi, you've reached Rob Titchener. I'm afraid I can't take your call, but leave a message and I'll get back to you.
Hi, Rob, it's me. I've got a problem, I'm afraid. Can you call me back when you get this?
I'd no idea your mum wasn't feeling well this morning.
Always puts a brave face on it, doesn't she?
Yeah, that's the trouble. Well, hopefully it's just a 24-hour thing.
I'm sure, yeah. Oh, did I tell you, by the way, that Bellingham's have taken off the promotional offer?
Already?
Yeah, well, I always knew it was only going to be for a short time.
Oh, but it's happened rather sooner than you thought.
Well, maybe.
So, presumably, sales have dipped now?
Perhaps a bit, yeah, but Bellingham say that's normal after a promotion finishes.
Uh-huh, do they?
And they're still making encouraging noises about putting in more orders.
Encouraging noises?
I mean, okay, it's a shame they couldn't keep the offer going for a couple more weeks.
Tom, this was exactly why your mother and I advised you not to increase production.
Honestly, Dad, that's not the issue.
Yeah, well, of course it is. If sales have dipped, why on earth are you making more of the things?
Okay, I've stockpiled a bit.
If you'd listened to our advice for once, instead of Rob Titchener's, you wouldn't be in this ridiculous position now.
That's just not fair, Dad.
Oh, really?
Look, everything's fine with my business, okay? Couldn't be better.
I sincerely hope so.
I just thought you'd like to know what's going on.
Yeah, well, okay. Let's have that cuppa, shall we?
Actually, I might give it a miss.
Oh, if you're sure.
Yeah, thanks anyway. Give my love to Mum.
I will do, yeah.
The printers have done a great job, haven't they?
Yes, I was pleased.
Yeah, the photos look great. Mm. And this profile of Simone's really impressive.
I know.
Yeah, she seems to have played in all kinds of wonderful places, doesn't she? Prague, Berlin.
Yes.
Yeah. Susan said the tickets they had in the shop are selling really well.
Oh, that's good.
Anyway, what was it you wanted to ask about?
Oh, it's about Daryl.
Daryl?
Yes, he's in a really bad way, I'm afraid.
Oh, so when did you see him?
Last week. You know, I've started helping out at the Elms.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Daryl's been staying there.
Oh, dear. I didn't realise that things were that bad for him.
I thought he might be helping out when I first saw him, and then I realised. He looked so embarrassed.
Yeah, poor old Daryl.
But the worst thing is, what really worries me is that they haven't seen him at the Elms since the weekend.
So, where's he sleeping now, then?
Well, that's my worry.
Yeah.
I know you've been a good friend to him, Neil.
Well,
I wondered if you'd any clue where he might go. Anyone he might call on.
I haven't, I'm afraid.
Oh, I just felt I had to do something when they said they hadn't seen him.
Maybe I could ask Rosa.
Oh, better not.
Really?
Well, evidently they still aren't talking. I wouldn't want to worry her unduly.
Oh, no, I can see that.
I can't stop thinking about him.
Well, I'll keep my eyes and ears open anyway.
Oh, would you?
See what I can find out.
I just keep wondering how he's managing, if he is.
See the moorhens, Henry. Hold your binoculars. No, the other way round. That's it. Over there. Look, in the reeds.
Hens.
Moorhens. They don't cluck like hens, do they? They've got lovely red and yellow beaks. Do you want to watch them from the bird hide? Take your binoculars. That's it. Good boy. See how many you can count.
Helen.
Oh, hi.
You okay?
Fine, yeah.
I was worried when I got your text. Why here and not the cottage?
I just thought it might be better.
Yeah? Oh, come here. You look gorgeous. Couldn't wait. What?
Mummy!
Oh, Henry.
Sorry, Mum's come down with this bug. She can't babysit.
All right. Hey, how are you doing, little fella?
Look who I bumped into, Henry.
Hello, Mum.
You've been bird watching?
Yeah, trying to count the moorhens, aren't you?
Great.
Hey, do you want to see if you can spot some more for Rob? Have a look out of the little window in the hide.
Okay.
Oh, poor Mum. She was feeling pretty rough.
So you had to give your jewellery class a miss.
Dad couldn't understand why I looked quite so disappointed.
Yeah, and you'll have a lot of catching up to do.
Okay, don't push it.
Oh, I really need to kiss you. I've been thinking about that all day.
Not quite in this setting.
No.
Well, I think Arkwright Lake was an inspired choice in the circumstances.
Hey, four hens, that's brilliant.
More hens.
I meant more hens, didn't I, Henry? Hey, shall we take a walk round to the other side of the lake, see what you can spot from up there?
Got your binoculars?
Hey, Dad.
You've got binoculars, wow.
Yeah, Granny bought them, didn't she?
Well, you lead the way, Henry.
Thanks for not minding, Rob, or putting on a good act, at least.
Oh, it's great to see him. And, I'll make it up to you next time, okay?
Okay.
We'll look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Ray, excuse me. Hmm? I need to check something with you.
Linda, just the person.
Sorry?
Couldn't wait to show you my poster. Yeah, take a look.
Oh.
I wanted it to be the first thing our guests notice when they come through the doors.
Oh, well, they certainly couldn't miss it.
And I've invented the most marvellous cocktail.
Get in the mood with our Paradise Sunrise.
It's a real showstopper. Pineapple, rum, and then my secret ingredients, known only to a few aficionados.
Right.
Anyway, Bill was definitely up for it.
Bill?
Bill Oakshott, chap I was talking to just now.
Oh, Colonel Oakshott. He did seem in rather a hurry, didn't he?
Anyway, what do you think? It's quite a work of art, isn't it? Especially since I whipped it up in double quick time.
Well, the colours are rather bright.
Oh. Do you think so? Well, I went for eye-catching rather than subtle, I'm afraid.
No, it's fine. One can be too subtle.
Should do the trick anyway.
I'm sure the cocktail evening will be a great success.
Well, you have done a great job on the website.
Thank you. But talking of the website, Ray, we had a few difficulties yesterday with the online booking facility, and I really think...
Why don't you pop it all in an email for me, Linda?
Well, it really needs sorting ASAP.
I'll be onto it before you can say Jack Robinson. I just need to organise the music for tonight first.
Music.
I've really landed myself in it now. It's a complete disaster.
Must be major if you're whispering.
Dad's somewhere around.
So what's happened exactly?
Well, Mum was feeling very chipper this morning, totally recovered from her bug.
Oh, that's good.
I was just chomping my way through my toast when she comes up with this bright idea. I nearly choked.
What bright idea?
That I should enter some of my jewellery for the Flower and Produce Show. They've got a jewellery section, apparently.
Oh.
I kept telling her that my stuff wasn't that good, but she just thought I was being modest. What are we going to do, Kirsty?
I don't know.
Oh, I've been an idiot, haven't I?
I think that would be a pretty fair appraisal of the situation.
My mind went a complete blank.
Well, it was bound to backfire on you in the end, wasn't it, Helen?
Oh, I know.
Anyway, I'll see you later.
Yeah, okay. Bye.
But I still can't understand how they could not invite the children to the ceremony.
Well, I expect Jolene and Kenton were struggling to keep the numbers down.
But still,
Oh, poor Christopher and Alice. What about Adam and Ian? They'll be disappointed as well.
Yeah, but they're all invited to the evening, do, aren't they?
Yes, but
so
it's
there you are, then.
Okay, I'll shut up. Oh, gosh, do you think they've forgotten about us, Brian? Seems ages since we ordered.
It does seem quite a while.
It's not as if they're that full, is it? Oh, just short of waitresses by the looks of it.
Perhaps I should go and have a word.
Oh, poor Kathy looks run off her feet.
She does rather.
Oh, well, I'm sure they'll get to us soon. It's not as if we're in a rush, though, is it?
No, I suppose not. Anyway, it looks like I've got time to give Rob a quick call before our starters arrive.
Oh.
See how things are doing at the dairy. I'll be back in a minute.
All right, but, hey, don't be long, will you? I'm too hungry to wait for you, darling.
Hi, Kathy.
Oh, Brian, everything okay?
Fine, yeah, just need to make a phone call.
Oh. I thought for a second you were coming to say there was a problem with your meal.
Well, we did wonder if our order might have been forgotten.
Oh, dear. Have you been waiting long?
You could say that.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Hey, really, don't worry, it happens.
Well, we're not even that busy. Normally we'd be able to cope.
I was surprised to see you waiting on tables. I must say, are you short-staffed?
Well, we are now.
Someone left, did they?
Martin decided we needed to cut staffing levels in my department.
Oh, I see.
Of course, he hasn't replaced our bar manager yet.
Oh, you must be really stretched.
Oh, it's been a nightmare. I mean, we'll lose customers at this rate. We are losing customers. Oh, sorry, Brian. Of course, you and Martin are... Well, I didn't mean to moan.
I can quite understand why you would. I mean, he can be a bit pedantic at times. It's part of his accountant's makeup.
I'm sure.
Well, I always think the best thing is to try to talk things through.
Well, in an ideal world, yes.
I mean, maybe you and Martin could meet up for a coffee, have a chat.
Yes. Well, I'll think about it. Thanks, Brian. And it's good of you to be so understanding about the delay over your lunch.
It's not your fault.
Let me send over some complimentary drinks for you both to make up for it.
No, honestly, Kathy, no, we're fine.
If you're sure.
Yeah, I am.
You've really saved the day.
Oh, don't speak too soon.
Do you know what? I don't reckon our first efforts are as bad as I expected.
Still a way to go before they're at flour and produce entry standard, though.
Well, this one's definitely got potential. What do you think?
If they've got a category for wonky earrings, yeah.
Okay, point taken. But at least I'll have something to show Mum. Maybe it'll convince her to back off about the show. Oh, thanks for getting all the stuff, Kirsty.
Well, you sounded in such a panic on the phone.
Just kicking myself for being so stupid. Oh, these glass ones are pretty, look.
I knew there used to be a little craft shop near the bicycle repair place. Just didn't know if it was still open.
It was a real treasure trove.
I got a bit carried away. Okay, here's some more wire.
I think a necklace is a bit too ambitious.
You might have hidden talents.
Very hidden. The other earring's wonky too. Oh, Rob was so sweet last night when we met up at Arkwright Lake.
Was he?
He had such fun with Henry. He really didn't seem to mind.
Well, you shouldn't have to apologise for Henry, should you?
No. It was just that we'd been looking forward to spending a bit of time alone. But in the end, well, watching him with Henry, I just thought how lovely he is.
Right.
What?
You don't think it's a mistake? Henry's spending too much time with Rob.
But he's amazing with him.
Yeah, but you don't want Henry to get too attached to Rob, do you?
I really don't think that's a problem.
Right. Just might be worth thinking about, that's all.
Yeah, okay. Right then, I'm going for a bracelet.
Oh, can you help me, Brian? Seem to have lost a sleeve.
There we are. Oh,
thanks.
Kathy, are you on your way?
Yes, thank goodness.
Oh, you look as if it's been a long day.
Yeah, it has rather. Bye, both.
Bye, Kathy. Oh, dear. She does look exhausted, doesn't she?
I know.
So why did Martin Gibson nab you just now?
It was a bit embarrassing, to be honest. Mm-hmm. He wanted to know if we'd had any problems with the service.
Oh, really? And it sounds as if he's just trying to create trouble for Kathy.
Well, I certainly didn't give him any ammunition.
Good.
if you could just try and rustle up a few more takers, Linda.
I have been doing my best, Ray.
We haven't attracted quite as many people as I'd hoped.
No, well, I imagine that many of our guests had already made their plans for the evening.
It's just a question of showing them how to have a good time. It's not rocket science, as they say. Anyway, better fling myself back into the fray, such as it is.
Yes, quite.
Linda.
Kathy, have you been for a swim?
I have, yes.
I do hope it's done the trick.
Honestly, this really isn't good enough.
Sorry.
Well, last week there were no clean towels, and the massage I'd booked got cancelled at short notice.
Oh, dear.
And now the changing room is filthy, and the towel bins are overflowing.
Oh, I do apologise.
Oh, I was so looking forward to relaxing, being able to forget about all the stresses and strains of the day.
Quite.
Well, now I feel even more wound up. I can't think what the health club manager is playing at.
No, no. Well, the trouble is, Mariette has been off sick quite a bit recently. But that's no excuse for the state of the changing rooms.
Well, from what I gather, she's quite a delicate flower.
Oh, she's married to your chef, isn't she?
Gethin, that's right. Now, all I can say is it certainly never happened when I was in charge.
No, no, there's absolutely no excuse. I have asked Ray to sort cover. I'm surprised he hasn't attended to it yet. I'll chase him up.
I'm sorry, Linda.
No, no, why should you apologise?
No, I've just had such a terrible week. Complaints left, right and centre and this awful man. But I really didn't mean to take it out on you.
Well, I feel we've really let you down.
Oh. Well, it...
But I've got the perfect solution.
What?
A complimentary cocktail in the bistro.
Oh, no, I don't know. I'm not really in the mood.
Oh, go on.
Oh, well, okay then.
Wonderful. Follow me.
Well, the way I'm feeling, it'll take rather more than a cocktail to cheer me up.
I'll get you one of our specials.
Thanks.
Oh, Kathy.
Oh, hello.
Can I get you another cocktail, Jennifer?
Oh, no, no thanks, Linda. Right. One is absolutely fine. Oh, it's a relief to see you, I must say. Hardly anyone's here.
Oh, Linda just wrote me in.
Oh, yes, me too. And I came for a nice pampering session, a facial and neck massage, the lot.
And what happened?
Oh, it was cancelled at the last minute. Oh. So annoying.
Well, I gather that's been happening quite a lot at the health club lately. And now, oh, well, the changing rooms are filthy.
Oh, dear. Things are going downhill.
Linda was so apologetic, but really.
Yeah, and I was really looking forward to de-stressing. I'm sure you were too, after all your trials and tribulations this lunchtime. Mm. I can't recommend the cocktail, I'm afraid. I'm looking round for a handy plant pot to pour it in.
Oh, dear. I see what you mean about there not being many takers.
And, of course, poor Ray's trying terribly hard to get it all going with the swing.
Ray?
Well, that rather dapper-looking man over there with that interesting moustache.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no, he's coming over.
Jennifer, another paradise sunrise.
Oh, no, honestly, Ray, no, one was absolutely perfect. Now, let me introduce you to Kathy Powers. Kathy, this is Ray Franklin.
Kathy, lovely to meet you.
And you.
And now I really must make a move.
Oh.
Already?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's been wonderful, Jennifer. We must do it all again.
Yes, well, bye, Kathy.
Bye.
Oh. Goodbye, Linda.
Oh, goodbye.
Linda, one paradise sunrise for Kathy, if you would.
Yes, I've got it here.
Excellent.
Thanks.
You're very welcome.
Having one yourself, Linda?
I think not. I'm afraid Katerina needs me back on reception now.
So, Kathy, are you local to the area?
Yes, I live in Ambridge.
Oh, and are you a lady of leisure?
I'm afraid not. I'm the clubhouse and catering manager at the golf club.
Wonderful. Good to meet a kindred spirit.
Sorry?
Well, I'm sure you'll agree with me, Kathy, when I say this place could do with a bit of livening up.
Yes, well, it certainly looks rather deserted in here.
I am setting myself a personal goal to change all that.
Right.
How is it?
Sorry?
Your paradise sunrise. You haven't tried it yet.
Oh, No, I haven't.
Guaranteed to put you in the mood, eh? Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, here's Grandad now.
Oh, hello, Kira.
Emma and Ed are down the pub tonight.
Oh, right.
Thought you were doing good. Well, George went up as good as gold, but... Whatever's the matter?
Well, we've had some bad news about our concert, I'm afraid.
Oh, no. Look, Kira, you draw another picture for Nana while I talk to Grandad. So what's happened?
Well, Shula's just rung. Our soloist for tomorrow's concert has come down with glandular fever.
Oh, no. And you've sold all those tickets.
Yeah, poor Shula was in a real spin.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Of course, a lot of the people are coming just to hear her.
They're going to be so disappointed, aren't they? Yeah,
Shula's ringing round to see if she can find a replacement, but it's so last minute.
And she'll never find anyone as good as Simone, will she? I mean, from what you said, she's a real star.
Well, she will be one day, I'm sure.
Is that Shula now?
No, it's Jazza.
Oh, I hope he's not offering himself as a replacement.
He's just getting back to me about something.
Oh, that's lovely, sweetheart.
Look, I just need to nip out.
Oh, OK.
It won't be long.
Oh, well, this young lady will be in bed before you get back, that's for sure.
Oh, night, Kira.
Oh, yeah, I like that purple monster.
George.
Oh, George, is it?
OK, girl, you're all right now. Your mum's over here. She's just having a breather.
I reckon she deserves one.
I reckon we've earned a breather too. There's a thermos near your feet, Eddie. Oh. I've got the mugs.
Yeah, got it.
Thanks. David, can you manage a coffee?
There in a sec.
Coming thick and fast tonight, isn't they?
I know. It's definitely all speeding up. There we go.
Oh, cheers.
Seems like it's been going on forever, doesn't it? Oh, dear. Sorry, Eddie.
Oh, no, that's okay. There you are. Tell you who's really looking exhausted. Clary was quite worried about her.
Who's that?
Kathy.
Really?
Yeah. Saw her coming home last night. Looked like she could hardly put one foot in front of the other.
Oh, dear.
Well, Clary says she's having problems at work.
Poor Kathy.
Ruth!
Come in!
No peace for the wicked, eh?
Say that again.
Right, I'll see that this one here starts feeding.
Thanks, Eddie.
This one's in real trouble.
Has she been at it long?
Yeah.
Let's take a look.
I don't think it's just the size of the calf.
And not just first-time blues either.
No.
Come on, girl. Let's see what we can do.
Do you think she's breached?
No. But something's not right, and I can't quite... Oh, sorry, I know.
Steady, Ruth. Don't want to tear anything.
Yeah, OK. I have actually done this before.
That one, too.
I can hear.
She's been going for a couple of hours. It's really taking it out of her.
She does sound poorly.
I hate to say this, but I think it's time...
Give Alistair a call.
Yeah. I'll get my mobile. Back in a sec.
OK, girl. Just hang in there, will you?
So have your vet student settled in okay?
Yeah, they reckon the caravans are a great idea.
Sounds like they're easily pleased.
So far, anyway.
Well, it's a great experience for them.
I wish I could see you tonight.
Me too.
Oh, dear. Not easy, is it?
Maybe tomorrow evening?
I can't, I'm afraid.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I'm heading back to Hampshire this weekend.
Oh, right. It's
my mum's birthday.
Well, that'll be nice.
I really can't avoid it, unfortunately.
Of course not.
But I'll be back on Sunday night, OK?
Sure.
Oh, sorry. I have to go. I've got another call coming in.
OK, bye then.
Talk to you Sunday?
Yeah. Oh, I really hope so.
Oh, dear. You're in a bad way, aren't you? David, you took your time. Is Alistair on his way?
Afraid he isn't, no.
Oh, why not?
He's on another call.
Come on, then.
Shula says he isn't likely to be back for a few hours.
Oh, no. Well, you'll have to give me a hand with this one. I'm not sure we can save them both.
I phoned Rob.
Rob?
Yeah.
Oh, well, why on earth?
To borrow a few of his vet students. They're on their way over now.
But Rob Titch
Kitchener of all people.
I know that, Ruth, but this
isn't... You had no right to go run into that man without consulting me.
There wasn't time. We're struggling here. You said so yourself. We've just got to be practical.
Yeah,
we can't afford any losses, Ruth. Not if they can be avoided.
I know that, David, but you could have asked me first.
Darryl. Darryl.
What's the matter? What's going on?
It's okay.
Don't leave me alone.
Darryl, it's me. Neil.
Neil?
Yeah, it's all right.
Oh, Neil. Oh, I'm sorry, mate. I thought it was... It could have been anyone. Police or something. You never know.
Well, it's me, so you're okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Whew. What are you doing here, eh? There won't be a bus along until tomorrow, no?
No, I just wanted... You know, somewhere peaceful to take a kip, somewhere familiar.
You haven't been back to your old house, have you?
Nah, but I reckon that if I spent the night here, maybe I can catch Rosa in the morning, you know, on her way to work.
Oh. Are things better between you two now?
Well, no, but I thought if I saw her, maybe
right.
I could try and talk to her anyway.
Look, why didn't you come home with me? Have a cup of tea.
What?
Well, I could make you a sandwich or something.
Oh, no, thanks, Neil. I don't want to put you to any bother.
There's no bother. Come on.
Well, if you're sure.
Yeah, I am.
How are you doing, Steph?
Trying to get the head round. I could feel the front legs.
All right.
Yeah, all present and correct. It's just the head's turned the wrong way.
Right. First time you've done one of these, is it?
On my own, yeah. You think you know all about dystocia from reading and observing, but I guess every case is different. So when Rob offered us the chance to get some hands-on experience...
Yeah. Very kind of him.
I jumped at it.
Well, just shout if you need me.
Don't worry, Mrs. Archer. I may not have the paperwork yet, but I know what I'm doing... And there's nothing like a valuable animal in distress to make you up your game.
Valuable and much valued.
I'm sure. Right. Time to get that head into position.
You sure you don't want me...
No, it's okay. Thanks.
Because you can't let it go on much longer.
I know.
Okay. Right. There we go. Oh, sugar's on the table.
Oh, thanks, Neil. That's great.
Now, shall I cut you another round of sandwiches? Or there's some apple pie in the fridge.
No, these'll do me fine.
Honestly, the little madam. Huh? One more story, Nana.
Hello, Susan.
Hello, Darryl.
I bumped into Darryl in the village.
Oh, right.
Thought it'd be nice if he came back for a bite to eat.
Yeah, I see.
Anyway, I'd better make a move.
Oh, you don't have to go yet, Darryl. Does he, Susan?
Of course not.
I'm fine, honestly. The sandwiches were great, Tar.
Well, you haven't had your coffee.
No, well, I've got to get somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Darryl. Look, I'll see you at 8.
Bye, Susan.
Bye, Darryl.
I'll be back in a minute, love.
Right.
Now, you will stay in touch, won't you?
Yeah, sure I will.
You can come round any time, you know that.
Thanks, Neil.
You heard that Des went down for a long stretch.
I did, yeah.
So that's good,
isn't
it?
I don't want to think about him, okay?
No, right.
Hey, you'd better get that.
Yeah, okay.
Bye, Neil.
Bye. Shula.
Okay, girl. Last time.
Any luck?
She's very weak. I had to give her some time out.
But time's exactly
nearly what there, aren't we?
Let me...
Got it. Okay. Heads forward now.
Well done.
Right, we're going for it. Come on, girl. That's it. Come on. Front legs. There you go. Okay, I'll just clear her nostrils. Come on. There we go.
Oh, well done, Steph.
Oh, never mind the calf. My heart felt like it was stopping just then.
I know, after all the effort, that's a real horror.
Reckon she only just made it.
I know. We were nearly out of time.
Thanks, Mrs. Archer. Ruth.
What for?
Trusting me?
Oh, you've done really well, Steph.
Go and get washed up. I'll get some colostrum into her.
OK, thanks. And I think there could be some coffee left in the thermos if you ask Eddie.
That sounds wonderful.
David!
Everything OK?
There she is. Alive and kicking.
Oh, great.
I was afraid after all that we were going to get a bull calf.
Well, any sort of healthy calf will do me tonight.
How have you got on anyway?
Oh, a tricky backwards presentation.
Oh, no.
Bit of a challenge, wasn't it, Rob?
Oh, just a bit. I should be used to it. Can be as high as 1 in 20 carvings.
Yeah, didn't really need one tonight.
A taste of how my life's going to be for the next couple of months, though.
Well, Steph has done a great job on this one anyway.
I'm glad.
Thanks for coming over, Rob.
No problem.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. You really saved the night.
It's a pleasure, Ruth. OK, I'll just see that cow's doing some mothering up.
Yeah, thanks. Oh. Seems like a win-win situation all round, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Oh, I forgot.
What?
Josh's birthday.
Oh. What about it?
He was on about it at tea time.
Yeah, well, quite a lot has happened since then.
He wants a few mates round at Rickyard next Friday to watch DVDs, and he'd like us to order in some pizzas.
Well, is that all he wants to do? No wild party?
So he says.
Oh, sounds good to me.
Okay, I'll tell him.
All right.
Oh, look. She's already on the move.
I don't think she's going anywhere till her mum's cleaned her up.
No.
Oh. Been quite a night, isn't it?
It has, yeah.
Bye, Robert.
Oh. Oh, Constanza!
So I just wanted to check it was all going well, Ray.
Everything's fine, Oliver. Tell Caroline she needn't give the place a second's thought.
Actually, I'm pleased to say she seems to have totally switched off, thanks in very large part to you, of course.
Well, tell her I'm having a whale of a time.
Good.
I hosted a little cocktail evening for the guests on Wednesday.
Oh, really?
And though I say so myself, it was rather a success.
Well, we're certainly enjoying ourselves.
And that's the object of the exercise.
Soaking up the sunshine and the opera. The arena is quite extraordinary, I must say.
Excellent. Oh, bye, Hector. Catch you later.
So you're not in the office?
No, I just brought my coffee into the guest lounge.
Ah.
Good to mingle with the clientele.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, Oliver, glad you're both having a wonderful time. And you can rest assured, Grey Gables is in safe hands.
Well, we knew that, of course. Thanks for everything, Ray.
It's a pleasure. Bye, Oliver.
Bye.
Linda, Oliver sent his best regards.
Oh, right. You haven't seen Mr. Webb, have you?
Peter? No, I haven't, sorry.
He left his reading glasses in reception.
Oh, well, I'm sure he'll be back for them.
Yes, I suppose he will.
Is something wrong, Linda? You look as if you've had a shock.
Well, I have, rather. Something awful has happened to my peace roses.
Your peace roses?
The ones I'm entering. The ones I was entering for the Flower and Produce Show.
Oh, I see.
It seems Constanza strayed out of her usual patch and she's eaten the choicer blooms.
Oh, dear. I am sorry.
Of course, it wasn't poor Constanza's fault. She wasn't to know, but... Oh, they were so wonderful. If you'd seen them, you...
Why don't you sit down for a moment, Linda?
Well, I shouldn't.
Now,
really.
Go on. You've had a shock.
Oh, well, just for a moment.
Now, the thing is, I've got rather an exciting idea I want to talk to you about.
Right.
And I am sure it's going to cheer you up.
Oh, really?
I've just been on the phone to Oliver, telling him how magnificent you're being.
Oh, well, thank you, Ray. That was kind.
Not at all, Linda. It's the truth.
So, what was this exciting idea you mentioned?
So, all the money's in the box, and I put the ticket stubs in an envelope on top.
Oh, thanks, Jolene. That's great.
Sorry we haven't managed to shift a few more.
Oh, don't worry. I think we're pretty well on target.
Must have been a nightmare when you'd heard you'd lost your soloist.
Oh, it was. I was in a real panic.
Oh, I ain't surprised.
It was just so lucky the music teacher at the cathedral school could step into the breach.
Oh, yeah.
And she just happens to be a cellist, which was even luckier.
So, will she do all the same pieces?
Some, but not as many. Oh. But the choir said they'll add a few more from their repertoire, so we should be okay. I just hope the audience aren't too disappointed about Simone.
Oh, they'll be fine. It deserves to be a success anyhow, the amount of work you've put in.
Neil was very reassuring when I went into panic mode.
Oh, I hear there was a bit of an emergency at Brookford last night and all.
Oh, it was, yes. Who told you that?
Well, we had a few of the vet students in here at lunchtime. Oh, they were full of it.
They certainly did a good job. By the time Alistair got there, it was all over.
Yeah, well, sounds like they won't forget it in a hurry.
Anyway, how's everything going with the wedding plans?
Oh, okay, so far. Touch wood. I think we've sorted the flowers now, so that's another thing off the list.
Good.
We're taking Lily shopping tomorrow for her bridesmaid's dress.
Oh, Elizabeth said she's so excited. Oh,
she's like a bottle of pop. Oh, excuse me, Sheila.
Oh, I'd better make a move anyway, or the concert will be starting without me.
Oh, it's from Lillian. She says she'll be back home this weekend.
I hope she's feeling better for the break.
I really hope so too.
I was sure you'd appreciate the huge potential of the idea, Linda.
But a Mexican night?
Themed evenings are really the way to go. We'll transform the restaurant for the occasion. It'll be my gift to Caroline and Oliver.
Yes, I see.
It's so easy when one's been in a place for years to let it get a teeny bit stale.
I really don't think that's...
Our guests need to be shown how to have a good time, and I am up for the job.
Ray, to be honest, most of them like to be left to their own devices.
Well, I wonder, though. I think this is exactly what's needed to spice up the atmosphere.
Really?
And I'll tell you what we'll do. For those brave souls who come in fancy dress, we'll offer a free margarita. Oh. How does that sound?
It really isn't in keeping with the ethos of Grey Gables.
And sadly, that's where the problem lies. The thing is, Linda, those guests who really let their hair down and have a good time are the ones who come back for more. Believe me, I've seen it time and time again.
So would you like me to tell Ian about your plan, or would you like to do it yourself?
Oh, I'm sure Ian will embrace the idea. Hmm. I'll catch him later. Just need to check the state of play at the front desk. You take your time, Linda. You've had a shock.
On several fronts.
Everything okay, Sheila?
I think so, yes. Those last two came on spec, so we've actually sold the last tickets.
Oh, great.
Oh, I'll just be glad when we start. I can't believe this time yesterday we hadn't got a soloist.
I know.
And so far there haven't been too many grumbles about Simone not being able to perform.
No.
I'm sure once they hear the replacement we found, they'll be impressed.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Sorry, Neil. I've been in such a spin, I forgot to thank you for getting that addendum for the programme done so quickly.
Oh, that's okay. I've got some news for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll tell you in the interval.
No, I'm really not keen, I'm afraid, right?
Oh, it's different, of course, but that's no bad thing. I'm sure you'll agree.
Yeah, it's too different. Right, the themed evenings are really not Grey Gables style at all. Look, we need the gooseberry coulis ready for the starters.
But as I told Linda, we need to spice things up.
Yeah, we have to think about our reputation. Right, I've been in pains over the years to really try to build that up. I mean, we're known for our high-end cuisine.
And a Mexican night, when properly done, can only enhance that reputation.
Oh, did you say you're planning to hold it on a Thursday 2 weeks from now?
That's right.
Well, apart from anything else, we've already taken bookings for that evening, and the people who are coming are expecting our usual menu, not a load of tacos and burritos. The chicken tagines for table 9.
That's easily solved.
Is it?
Just don't accept any further bookings for the regular menu on that night.
Really? Ray, you'll have to excuse me. I'm up to my eyes.
Then we'll just fence off a little area for those customers who've already booked. How does that sound?
Fence them off?
or fence the area off.
What? They'll feel like they're eating in some sort of penitentiary.
Well, of course, we'll make sure it's tastefully screened with some artificial foliage.
Artificial foliage?
To be honest, Ian, I'll be rather surprised if your other customers don't ask to join in the Mexican festivities.
Really?
Laughter's always infectious, isn't it?
The trouble is, Ray, you know, I'm going to have to organise two very different menus for the one evening, aren't I?
The Mexican menu can be quite limited. We'll offer it at a set price.
Right.
All very simple, but great fun.
Look, as I've said, Ray, I'm really not keen...
I know you'll rise to the occasion, Ian.
I'm not sure about that.
Of course you will. Caroline and Oliver have been singing your praises. In fact, I was speaking to Oliver just now. Mm. They both told me how versatile you are.
Okay. I'll try and get my head around a Mexican menu, see how we go.
Excellent. I knew you'd step up to the plate.
Was wonderful.
Yeah. The first half's gone well at least.
Oh. Hey, let's go outside for a minute. You can tell me that news you mentioned.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So what was it?
Well, it's about Daryl.
You found him?
Jazzer did. He spotted him sleeping in the bus shelter. I'd asked him to keep an eye out.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
He was in a terrible state. Looked as if he hadn't washed in I don't know how long.
Oh, poor man.
He really panicked when I woke him up.
Did he say why he hadn't been back to the Elms?
No, I didn't get a chance to ask.
Right.
I took him back with me for a sandwich, but it was a bit difficult, to be honest. Oh. Susan was shocked when she saw him.
Oh, I'm sure she was.
And he's so, I don't know, paranoid, I suppose. He got the message that he wasn't wanted.
Oh.
I told him to keep in touch, but I don't really hold out much hope.
Oh, it sounds like he's in an even worse state than when I saw him.
Yeah, probably.
It just seems awful that someone we know is living on the streets and we can't do anything.
I kept thinking I'd let him down.
Oh, you did your best.
It didn't feel like it.
And there I was, getting worked up about replacing the soloist for our concert. Mm. Hardly much of a tragedy compared with what he's going through.
No.
Neil, I wonder if there's any church money we could give him to help him back on his feet.
Maybe.
I mean, it's great we've raised so much tonight for the organ repairs, but surely the church should be spending its money helping people like Daryl.
Yeah, I suppose it should, although I don't know that everyone would agree with you.
I'll talk to Alan.
Oh, okay.
We've got to do something, haven't we?
Hmm.
You okay, Linda?
Not really, no.
You look a bit like I feel.
I'm just trying to gather the energy together to go home.
It's an effort, isn't it?
We did have tickets for the concert at St. Stephen's.
You should have gone.
Just couldn't make the effort somehow. Although I'm sure it would have been very soothing.
I'm sure it would, yeah.
Robert was very understanding. Well, there seemed so much to do. And I've just had another directive from Ray.
Oh, no. What, the Mexican night again?
I'm afraid so. He's asked me to put an advertisement for it in the Echo and the Westbury Courier and to rustle up some posters. Mm.
Sort of like trying to rein in a herd of wild horses, isn't it? Even though there is only one of them.
After the awful fate that befell my roses, I'm afraid this feels like the final straw.
That poor bloke he's talking to nearly stepped back into the ornamental palm.
Yeah, he's probably trying to get away.
He's like a rabbit in the headlights, isn't he?
If only we could escape.
No chance, is there?
I suppose not.
Because like it or not, Linda, he's the boss.